Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Speaking of consistent dudes, let's talk to Titan Safety Kenny Vaccaro, who joins us now. Kenny, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just about to head out to Nashville, going to California for the weekend. I got it all signed up, so I'm out of here.
Well, we appreciate you taking time with us. How easy was this decision for you to come back to the Titans?
It was a pretty easy one, man. Like I was saying earlier in my press conference, the transition was so easy. Fans were loving. I mean, my teammates are incredible, so the scheme was perfect. I mean, it was kind of a match made in heaven.
How much better do you think you can get in year number two with Dean Pease in this system?
Shoot, I really only got a couple days of training camp to learn the system, so I'm not even year one yet, really. I literally got there, and 4 days later I played in a game after learning the whole playbook, so I think I can make some pretty big leaps. I think as a team, we can make some pretty big leaps. You know, kind of keeping that continuity together, keeping the secondary together, us all playing together throughout the spring. I think that'll really help us tremendously going into camp.
You mentioned that secondary, that continuity. I mean, you look at this locker room as a whole, and this team seems pretty close, but as far as the secondary goes, you guys are super close. Kind of take us in the locker room and describe the relationships and what it's like in this Titans locker room.
It's cool, man. Obviously, it's we got a lot of great leaders, but it's also a young enough team too, where it's fun. And, you know, we're serious when we're serious, and we're having fun. Like you said, I can speak more for the secondary. That's obviously who I got the closest with the team because I haven't been here that long. Yeah, we just have a great group, and we all mesh. I mean, me and KB are pretty close now. Logan, you know, Malcolm, he was FaceTiming me the other day. I've talked to Logan multiple times already. Just this off season, I usually don't talk to really anything, man, in the off season. I usually kind of just spend time with family, so we're all pretty close.
It was interesting watching the press conference today, and somebody asked you about Jonathan Cyprien, a guy who was obviously part of that group. He'll be moving on, and, you know, the next phase of his career with another team, but that sure is a beloved guy, and we in the press loved him, the fans loved him. I know he means a lot to you, too. What does Jonathan Cyprien mean to you?
It means a lot, man. Actually, nobody even asked me a question. I just want to talk about him in the press conference.
Yeah.
Means a lot, man. I was chucking up. I had to stop there and kind of get myself together just talking about it. Just, I don't know. I've just been through a lot of adversity in my life, too. Just the way he handled the situation. I mean, there's so many different ways. I mean, he kind of opened me in welcome arms. I don't know. I just really appreciated, you know, being a class act and texting me yesterday saying congrats on signing with the Titans. I don't know. Just little things like that mean a lot, especially when, I mean, I essentially came in and, you know, replaced him. You know, I mean, that's just is what it is. But at the same time, we were friends, and we never kind of let that get between us, which is really hard to do, you know, as men, especially NFL alpha males. You kind of have, you know, you get this feeling, but it never crept in. There's no, you know, malicious intent. So it really meant a lot to me, man. I thought that was bigger than really anything that happened this year for me.
Wow. Is there a more versatile safety duo in this league now than you and Kevin Byard? More versatile.
No, sir.
Is there one?
No, sir. I don't think there. To be honest, there's a lot of great safeties in the NFL, obviously. But as far as being able to do everything, I don't think there is. I mean, you can try to name some, but I can just. KB played in the box just as much as me. I played in the post. We play. We're the only secondary in the league that plays every coverage. My secondary coach told me today we're the only team in the league that will actually play every single coverage you can play during the course of the season. And we did all of them. So I don't think so.
You mentioned, you know, not having much time to learn the system. How challenging was that as an athlete? Is that the most challenging thing you've ever had to do? Try to because you're the new guy in the thing and you don't want to let anybody down. You want to know the system. You want to know what you're doing so you don't have to think about it. That just blows my mind to even think about having to do that in just a few days.
Could you have my, the most challenging thing? I mean, to be honest, I was so happy and excited to like that after I waited so long to sign that. I mean, I wanted to soak up the playbook. That's what I said. I hadn't been in football. I haven't been doing any football, so it was easy for me. And I'm a smart guy. I have a high football IQ, so it wasn't very hard for me, to be honest. The most challenging thing was sitting there waiting, not being on the team when you know you're an NFL starter. That was challenging. Yeah.
It was interesting for us, Kenny, watching your social media, because a Titans fan would tweet, man, I want to see, you know, Kenny Vaccaro back with the team. He tags you on Twitter, and you would immediately like it. You'd go right back at it. I mean, was your agent, was he calling you at night going, hey, man, we can't overplay our hand here. Don't let them know you want to come back so much. Kenny, come on, man. You know,
you at least
like, tweet about how great the Bills are or something. You can't play our hand like this, but it was very obvious you wanted to be here.
Yeah, and what I was telling, to be honest, the retweets, I said this in my first review, the retweets weren't really a campaign that I wanted to, like, you know, be a Titan. Of course I did. It was really just, it was all positive. Like, I, the reason why I retweeted so much stuff, because it was positive. Usually on social media, a lot of things are toxic and negative. Like, you always have trolls that get on there and say, you suck at life, you suck at, you know, us athletes. We get a lot. I'm sure y'all read people's comments.
Kenny dropped off. I can't even imagine. I mean, you know, the negative stuff that anybody on Twitter gets, the negative stuff that we get.
Yeah, we get some of that.
The negative stuff that an athlete gets, I can't even imagine. So that's pretty cool that he just wanted to highlight the positive, and that was the reason for the positive tweets. That's pretty interesting.
And let's not forget, they're all human, too.
Yeah. No matter how much money you make, no matter what your job is, you're a person, you know?
Hey, Adam Humphries, evidently agreed to become a Tennessee Titan, and then New England came back at him and said, no, we really want you. Like, no. We seriously, we really want you.
Offered
him a lot more money, and he came to the Titans because of a handshake deal that he made. Talk about a stand-up guy. We'll talk about him next. He addressed the media as well.